This weekend, Major League Baseball is holding its annual Fame School. Officially, the program is known as the Rookie Career Development Program. It brings about 100 of the top minor league players together. At the Fame School, future baseball stars learn how to handle the reporters, agents, business managers, fans, and sportswear executives who've just begun beating down their doors. Last year, commentator Jake Halpern went to see how baseball prepares players for fame.
The first class that I went to was Mafia 101. The class was taught by Michael Franchisi, who was introduced as a former captain in the notorious Colombo crime family. He now spends his time advising athletes on how to avoid getting caught up in gambling schemes. "Hey, did you ever whack anyone?" asked one of the players midway through the class. "Is the show The Sopranos accurate?" asked another rookie. "Look," said Franchisi, who obviously sensed that his message about the dangers of gambling was getting lost. "During my 15 years in organized crime, you were my targets. I've seen more families get broken up, more legs get broken, more lives get ruined over gambling, okay?" After Mafia 101, I followed the young rookies to two more classes, one on handling the press and another on handling large amounts of money. And then we headed off to the improv sessions. Here, a band of actors recreated a number of fame-related scenarios, like how to handle a very aggressive in-your-face reporter, or what to do when you return to your hometown bar and encounter some old friends who ask you to buy everyone drinks and then heckle you for being a show-off. During these sessions, the rookies take turns trying to handle these situations, and then they get feedback from the resource players, who are a gang of retired major leaguers who sit at the back of the classroom and chime in like a crusty old Greek chorus. Occasionally, one of these resource players is invited to act out a scenario with the actors. So when it came time to do a skit on strip clubs, the retired slugger Bobby Bonilla stepped on stage and showed how he handled himself in the presence of over-solicitous dancers. He declined to pose for a picture, he refused to sip any drinks that were poured out of his sight, and he did not accept the room service option back at his hotel. Afterwards, everyone clapped, and Bobby Bonilla took a bow. On the most basic level, baseball's Fame School has taken years of conventional wisdom, flushed it out, and codified it into a formal syllabus. But it goes beyond this. It's almost as if some clever PR people have probed the annals of baseball history and come up with the template for the idealized storybook ball player, who is modest, discreet, team-oriented, and gosh darn it, just happy to be there. Eventually, I caught up with the school's director, a plain-spoken former New York City homicide detective named Kevin Hallinan. When I asked him why the league sponsored this school, he replied, "The ball clubs are making a big investment in these players, and it just makes sense to protect that investment. In the end, it's just smart business." But if this is such smart business, why haven't the nation's other major celebrity-based industries, namely the movie and the music business, developed fame schools of their own? For one thing, the movie studios and the record labels don't own their celebrities in the same way that many sports teams do. But this is just part of it. The real reason is that baseball is still America's favorite pastime, which means many of us don't want it populated with flashy, narcissistic celebrities of the red carpet variety. Rightly or wrongly, we look to these players to be our heroes and to offer us some connection with our wholesome notion of the past. We yearn for the earnest, corn-fed sluggers like the one that Robert Redford played in The Natural. And whether or not these players actually exist, Major League Baseball is doing its best to keep us happy.
Jake Halpern lives in Boston. He's working on a book about fame. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.